Hell, first time for everything, everybody. Welcome to the inaugural episode of the new Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard with Hollis, Pops, Diaz, Quimby, and of course we can't shake Rex for some reason.
I don't know what he is. It's some parasite. I've
been trying to shake this guy for 2 years now. Just really? Can't get rid of him.
I love you too.
Everybody, just so we get this out of the way real fast, and we'll also mention these along the way, of course, our sponsors of the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard, Miller Lite. If you're drinking beer, you're drinking Miller Lite. If you're not drinking Miller Lite, you're drinking Yards. Yards Brewery right at 5th and Spring Garden. We are looking at them right now high atop our beautiful Northern Liberty studio. You guys like the new studio, don't you?
It is sexy. Yeah. It is
very
sexy.
Nice. Very nice.
It's not just sexy because we have a stripper pole in here?
That's part of the lure.
It might be the panties. It might be the calendar girls. It might be those, too.
You know,
I don't know. That Jimmy Superfly snooker post right there. Back.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, panties.
There's a great story there, and we'll get to that in a minute. Also, our good friends at Stateside Vodka, brewed right here in beautiful Fishtown. That is premium vodka brewed here right in Philadelphia. Our friends over at Bucks County Baseball Company. If you have not been up to the store in Bristol, it is just something to look at. Vintage sports gear for all the teams. What's new and trendy, silly T-shirts. Diaz, you've been up there more than I have.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And not even just going up there because JP's awesome, but their online store has got everything on there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just you can't take enough pictures to make the website big enough for everything they got.
Exactly.
So they're like hot pieces. They're up there.
Did you say hot piece?
Hot pieces, yeah.
I knew it was coming. It was only going to take, a minute before hot piece came in.
I say hot pieces when I'm talking about vintage 1993 starter jackets. But if that's what you're looking for, he's got the real stuff.
He's got some of the tenders haberdashery known to man?
Wow, yeah, exactly. The haberdashery.
Yes.
Also, our good friend Mike McVeigh over 422 Jeep Limerick. Walk in talk. You know Mike.
Yeah.
Walk in talking about sports, walk out, not even realize you bought a Jeep. Nice work. And in the infamous words of our friend Mike McVeigh, do everything topless. Also, our good friends at Cavanaugh's, all the Cavanaugh's restaurants throughout the city. River Deck, which is now closed for the season. Rittenhouse, our good friend Paul, bartending downstairs. Don't forget as well about Cavanaugh's Head House right off of South Street. And, of course, our old stomping grounds, Mr. Diaz, up at 39th and Sansom, University City. Our good friend Brian Pavelchek up there. Make sure you sponsor and patronize all those establishments. Don't forget about our friend Kenny Hutchings, my fishing buddy. Kenny, we're 2 months away from another Black Marlin trip down in Panama, baby. And don't forget about our friends at Delilah's. Is that okay? Did you hear that? Hold on, there it is.
Go see Eliza.
That's almost.
Oh. Wow. Somebody, wow, look at that.
Somebody's brown nosing.
I don't know if that was as creepy as I'll go to high schools with you.
But wait a second here.
Hollis, you heard that's what I wanted to name our team, right?
Oh, dear Lord, no. Do they know the story? We'll tell it later.
Well, no, we can tell the story right now. Very, very simply put, we're doing a show in Canton, Ohio, and Hollis, you're having it's a charity of yours.
Yeah, it's a charity event. I was just part of a charity, and I was going to high schools, and he was like, what did he say?
I'll
go to high schools with you.
I'll go to high schools with you. Everybody stopped in their tracks. I'm like, really, Rex? Come on, dude. Like,
no. Rex had too many IPAs.
Never trust the Merchant Marine. Never trust the Merchant Marine.
What do you say there, sailor?
He just got back from overseas, so give him a break, you know.
And then, of course, our good friends in Manayunk at number 2 Rector Street down at the bottom of the hill, Bourbon Blue. Melissa and Brendan, I do apologize. I was not able to make it to your 14th anniversary party on November 1st. I was making sure that Mrs. Thomas didn't yell at me for not getting Hollis back home safe, as well. Our friends at the Bayou and Cactus, about a half a block away. These are all friends of the program. We have been part of their success, as they have been part of our success for years. Everybody, this is a really, really cool time for us. You know, we're going to get all this this introductory shit out of the way right now, but it's important. Diaz and I, as most of you know, started our own show. Hollis and Pops have had their own show for about 6 or 7 months. They have a hell of a following. The Green Legion has a hell of a following. We have been working on getting more people to listen to the show. Rex, well, Rex is just drinking my beer. but while Hollis and I were running over to Heathrow on Thursday, I brought up to him, hey, why don't we combine shows? Hollis lives a block away from me.
Yep.
You know, we have a full studio. It's evident now. We're good. Yep. We can even watch our gambling habits up top. And he wasn't opposed to it, and I think there's a lot of things that we can do. So I'm going to tell you right now, we are open for business. We are available for hire. Not only can you come into the studio and talk about something that you want to talk about, but you can bring us to your location. Anybody that wants to talk about that, email me at quimby@greenlegion.com. We have a four-person remote that fits in a tiny bag. We'd love to get in the car, hop over to your place, have a show. Hollis will sign autographs and take photos before and after the show. Pops Diaz and I will take care of content and keeping everybody off of him, in a sense. And the whole concept to us is we're all in agreement. It's something that is just – it's the right time to do it.
Right. And entertainment.
And entertain them. And you, sir, again, as we talked about – because a lot of people didn't hear this conversation. You were about two bottles of black down at our London
– Yes.
Did Hollis, now, you actually, I saw three bottles. Right. Did you finish that third bottle? Someone brought you, one of our guests.
It might have been the third bottle that was in the mixer.
Pops, Rex, he gets down off this king chair that we had for him on this little stage. And he gets over to the microphone. And he's like, "Hey, how you doing?" And we could immediately hear that he was two bottles down.
Yeah,
it's confirmed. And in all fairness, it was hysterical because you pulled that shit together. I didn't think you were going to be able to do it.
All we do is we talk shit.
I know, it was hysterical.
Once you lay down some tracks, I'm the track master.
Boom, 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 boom. Dude Brown, lay down the track. Anyway, it's just the right time. It seemed. The smart thing to do. Green Legion has a great network. Reality Check has a great network. Hollis has a huge fan base. Rex is still drinking my beer. And it's just time. So Quimby@greenlegion.com. We will be at your location. Wednesday is our night, 6 o'clock. We're there. If you want us to come out for another show, it doesn't matter what night, we'll do it. Granted, we have to consider football season right now. All of us are still a little busy. But if there's a way that we can be flexible, we will 100% be there for you. You can also call the office, 215-666-5940, and we would love to talk to you. Real quick, introducing the panel, in case you guys don't know. To my left, Merchant Marine, hopefully here through February.
Hopefully. Rex, I hope to be.
Rex, we appreciate you being on the program as always.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I didn't tally up our scores from... I think you kicked ass.
Oh, God.
By the way, in that last week. Diaz didn't. I shit the bed. I went from 5 to 5 and 10.
Yikes.
I think. To my immediate right, my co-host in the original program, but now there's 5 co-hosts. But Diaz, always a pleasure to see you.
What's up, TTP?
TTP. He ends the show every episode. TTP! Trust the process.
Oh, God. Oh, dear sweet Lord. Oh,
yeah, here we go.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's very sensitive.
Uh-oh.
Sensitivity.
It takes no time, everybody. It takes no time.
Is this Captain Kong already?
No, it's a 215 number. You're on the air with the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard. What's your name?
Has DS broken anything in the studio yet? I figured I'd call in and be the inaugural phone call.
Wow. Welcome, I already have fans.
Welcome, everybody. Rob Valivas to the program.
Rob, what's happening?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, Rob. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Robbie.
Rex is cheating on me being on your show, but I learned about that's okay. And Diaz, since he's in a serious relationship, as you can tell by the stripper pole, he's barred from our program.
Ooh.
So hopefully he's somewhat safe with you guys.
Oh, man. He couldn't even get past the introductions.
Wow.
I wish I had this pulled up. I wish I knew you were calling in, because I would have had the Joe Dirtline. Hey, Robbie, what's crappening?
Well, listen, I wanted to wish you guys all the best. You sound good. Don't break anything. And all that good stuff. But I think you guys will do okay. You'll be all right. You guys know what you're doing.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, fellas.
Thanks,
I'll see you
later. We'll talk to you.
Now, was that perfectly timed during my intro? He's got FOMO.
Oh, no.
He's got fear missing you.
He was waiting. He was waiting. Boom. Right there.
And now.
It's interesting, too, that he called in before we actually talked about sports, since he's not familiar with sports.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You let him
guess
hang up.
Yeah. Guess who's dialing again?
Ah, man.
That's right. Well, I mean, we're here to talk about sports, and that's, you know, Rob can't really contribute, but I love him.
Feel free to call back, Rob.
Feel free to call back, because he said he got mind control over you.
He used a Jedi mind trick on him.
He used to be like, shut up. I'll be quiet until he gone and I start talking again.
Immediately to Diaz's right, new to the program first time, but not new to Reality Check, part of the foundation that is that show. And that was not properly timed, my first cough of the day. Pops Thomas. Here it is.
Uh-oh, he called it back.
Are you going to let me get through any intros, you prick?
Well, when he says call back, give me 10 seconds. That no-town ass clown should just stick to basketball. He shouldn't talk to any other sports. He has no idea what he's talking about. And if it's not basketball, just use the mute button. That's it for the night. Because Diaz couldn't open his mouth because I was on the phone, because he doesn't have a pair. That's why he can't come in and do our show.
That was 16 seconds.
All right, I'll see you. Bye.
That is some high praise because, you know, he talks in that similar method or similar way as he talks about the very talented Natalie Engelhoff.
We are not talking about any competing stations tonight. As a matter of fact, we're gonna have to keep our mouth shut.
We have to abstain from talking about people.
Yeah.
Just now.
Just for a moment.
Yeah, I think Natalie's great.
For real. Anyway, let's not ruin Pops' introduction here. Pops Thomas, Hollis's younger brother by three years?
Yeah.
No.
3 years? I don't know you at all, other than I appreciate you giving me a ride home from the airport when we got back in London.
No problem.
I understand you have a degree in criminology?
Criminal justice.
You were a social worker for a little while with at-risk kids?
Yeah, North Philadelphia.
Okay.
Vision Quest is no longer around, but then I also did quite a few things with different social services.
Okay.
Similar to that for like about 10 years.
Okay. I'm not going to lie, your specialty is probably applicable here because there's at least two at-risk children in this room. There could be four.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on board with us, brother.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
He's kind of modest. He's a bit of a electronic aficionado.
We're finding more and more about that out right now.
Exactly.
He's a little quiet about it.
Yeah, he's a little quiet about it.
I think if we bring up Madden, he might start talking about it.
That's his wheelhouse right there.
That's my specialty. There.
Yeah. and then also he loves LeBron. So if you're a Kobe lover, he will just
Hold on for a second. I appreciate LeBron so much. I don't know why.
Who hates on LeBron? Hold on. We gonna say that as I'm Hollis. Now go. That was my introduction. I'm Hollis. Now go.
Oh,
LeBron. LeBron versus Kobe.
Kobe. Oh, LeBron. No way, LeBron.
Let's put that on.
Is it Robbie?
All right. I believe this is happening. You're on with the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard. Who are you?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, sir?
It's Bianco.
I'm all right.
Is Bianco?
It's Bianco. Yeah.
This is Madden Talk now.
Are we already on Madden Talk? Is this the other brother?
Yeah, this is my other brother.
This is your brother Daryl and your other brother Daryl?
Yeah, brother Daryl. they play. Let me set this up for you, Bianco. They play Madden against each other thousands of times online and when they see each other. Now, I'm going to let Pops let them discuss. It's the funniest conversation you're ever going to hear. Go ahead.
All right. Well, basically we have to. We used to keep a tally on Madden where. When every game we play, you gotta set it up to where it's an email to you. But now somebody likes to embellish their wins and losses and go strictly off their memory. But my memory is a calendar, a desk calendar with all the wins and losses. So regardless of whether or not
lose, so you got proof now?
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets
pretty brutal. Sometimes I just have to video it. Just for like secondary proof.
Right? Now, before you say something, Bianco, what's the current win loss streak?
He just won the last game, but before that, I think it was like 40.
Close to 40.
40.
That is some serious rock right there.
Is that correct? Is that hyperbole? Is that an exaggeration?
That is extreme hyperbole. That's why I don't like it.
October 7th. October 7th.
Let me explain why I don't rely on his actual writing down stuff.
Okay.
If you can send me, because I go digital form and everything I do is digitally backed up. So if you send it to me digitally, I can walk you directly through it. I'm not going through your pencils and your handwriting because somebody has a selective memory. Yes.
No.
But before we get there.
I do believe I have pulled up records and showed you that your pencil calculation is incorrect.
No.
So if you can't digitally show it to me, I don't need to keep tracking
exactly.
with you right now.
Exactly. That's why it's written down. So before the last game that we played, when was the last time you won?
So I can help you out with that.
It was October 7th.
It was October 7th.
If you need help with that. And there's been times where we played 10 games in a row.
Here's what he said. Oh, we just played 6 games. I said, we played 6 games. You only been playing 2 hours.
No. How about you? I forget that you're 2 hours. You're 3 hours behind me at that.
Hey, fellas, I got a question.
I'm looking at my watch, so I only count my time. I'm telling you what time it is. Hold on,
Biago Diaz got a question.
Yeah. Biago, I got a question. I don't know Madden. I'm not, you know, I understand the game. I've played it, you know, Sega Genesis in 1994, and that's probably where I stopped. But
ouch.
I would think, though, tell me this. This is a high-tech game. I mean, doesn't it keep an automatic record?
No, it don't.
Really? So what happened was it used to keep an automatic record.
Yeah.
But because it slowed down the online so much and it started making the online jump as bad as it did, like right now to this day, when me and Pops are playing, I tell him my game is jumping. He's telling me it's like I'm drinking something, right? Now, I do partake some nights when we're playing, right? I am drinking a little bit. But most of the time, we're playing, a lot of times, my game was like 5. And then he's like, oh, my game's flawless over here.
All right, well,
so those type of issues, when they send out those emails, it messes up their system. So they stop doing it. So all the little stuff that they used to do, they just start taking it out to try and make their online. Okay.
So wait a second. Where do you live right now?
Arizona.
I live in Arizona.
All right. Guess what?
Split screen?
I apologize, but you're going to have a plane ticket out for next week, and I want to see Pops and you in studio playing Madden on our TV.
No, outside, on the big screen.
On the big screen. You down, Biago?
I'm down. I can do that.
Done. Love it.
Thanks. What day next week? It's on a Wednesday.
I fly out Tuesday. Stay till Wednesday. We'll stay through Thursday. We'll work it out with Hollis after the show.
All right, cool. We'll work it out.
All right, cool. I'll let you. Thanks, man.
This was the most extensive intro I've ever been a part of.
This has been a great
intro.
We've
had 3 phone calls.
we only had 3 because you waited like a chump until
uh-oh, you just went chump on it.
You called me chump?
I said chump. I said not Trump.
I thought I heard Trump too.
No, you waited until he hung up to say something. You could have said something while he was talking.
No, I can share the mic. No.
Well, okay. and now, since we are still trying to get through that intro. Okay. the man, the myth, the Eagles legend, number 78 in your program, number 1 in your hearts, baby. Hollis Thomas, brother. Appreciate you being here.
I appreciate you even considering me for this.
Please.
And
we spend enough time together anyway. Might as well get drunk and doing something else.
Well, yeah. we had a great show at Waxy's, man. That was good.
Well, I don't think you guys thought I was going to pull it together, though.
I didn't for a second. I hadn't seen you that fucked up in a while.
And then I walked around. Well, see, the weird thing was I walked around there, and then I went and got something to eat and then just went straight to bed.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was awesome. That was awesome.
Is anybody back on their normal clock yet?
I was on the clock right away.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I've never been on a normal clock.
I don't know why I asked.
We got in at 6, and it was really like 12 or 11 or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And I went to bed at 9:30, woke up at 6 the next morning. I felt fine.
Really?
Yeah. That was kind of a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Well,
It was the way out that was the worst part.
Yeah, the way out kind of screwed me up because we went over there, and it we got over there, and it was 7 o'clock in the morning.
That's right, yeah.
Exactly.
You didn't sleep on the flight?
Not really.
No, you were watching movies. Yeah, I was watching. I think I might have gotten an hour or two sleep on the plane.
Oh, no, he was talking about on the way over. On the way over, I dozed off a couple times because people were telling me I was snoring. I was like, well, they cut off my entertainment.
Can I tell you something funny? Which I also not get a total kick out of this, but I will.
It sounds good.
On the flight back, mm-hmm. All right, first of all, Hollis didn't – his luggage was at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so he goes to the hospital on Monday directly from the gate, and he's got, like, three articles of clothing. Now, because Hollis takes extra care of himself and makes sure that he doesn't offend anywhere he goes.
I don't want to stink.
All right? Doesn't want to stink. Mm. It was perfectly fine when he had all the clothes that he had still been in the hospital. But he only had one little hoodie on, and we were moving really fast.
Yeah, he was.
And Hollis started to break out in a bit of a sweat, which Hollis does.
And it wasn't a honey glaze either. It was a full blown
sweat.
I've been doing 110 sweat.
So I'm like, dude, let's go find you a shirt. And we were all over Heathrow trying to find a 4XL. We thought we found it.
We thought we did. Yep.
And that didn't fucking work.
That didn't pan out. As soon as I put that over my head, it was like, no need in going off from here.
So he's like, it's okay. I got a tank top in my
bag.
It just has a little bit of blood on it from when they were sticking me. I'm like, dude, I don't care if you don't care. He goes, boom. He walks out of the changing room into the store. He got fucking 350 pounds of Hollis topless putting on his tank top. Right? Circa forward, we get on the plane, and he's got an entire section to himself, middle section, so he can spread out. And there's this hot older blonde behind him. He takes off the fucking sweatshirt and just throws this wet thing on the chair that's right in front of her.
Droplets fall into her face. She wipes it. She asks for a squeegee.
He's not paying attention. It wasn't like he was trying to do it. He was just kind of oblivious at the moment. Keeping in mind, the guy just got out of the hospital for 3 days. And I look back, and I just see her go like this. The face was fucking priceless.
The faces are always priceless. But she actually warmed up to me.
She did.
Yeah.
While she fell asleep for the last 4 hours.
Yes, she did. That was good. She's working my nerves.
So, everybody, let's start getting to the show here and what we're going to do.
Okay.
Pretty simple. We're going to combine both of our shows. As everybody knows, Diaz and I wanted to do completely sports, nothing but. Hollis and Pops don't. They want to have a little bit of reality check.
Yeah,
with every show. So we're gonna combine all of that in our program here, and we're gonna have a few segments. We're gonna have a what's on your mind after intros moving forward, and this is gonna be a longer show than we're probably gonna see most of the time, just because we wanted to get the intros out and let everybody know exactly what's going on, and then we're going to go into sports. And when we go into sports, you know, that's the fiber of this show. That's why we're here. But we're going to also try to entertain you along the way.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're also going to have a segment which is part of Reality Check, and that's called Get It Off Your Chest.
Yeah.
And I've got a few things to get off my chest.
And what an ample chest that is.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm sorry, man. I got a bird chest compared to this fucking room. The funny part here is Rex looks like the little guy. And if you know Rex, he's not small.
He is massive. on the small guy scale. Sorry.
But what we're also going to do is we are going to take little breaks along the way. If you're accustomed to the Rob V Show, we usually go an hour and then play three or four songs. We're going to go 20-30 minutes each time around, and then we're going to play a song or two, and we're going to get right back. But on that note,
mm-hmm.
we are going to start off with what's on your mind when we come back from break, which we're going to do right now. And just letting everybody know, this first break is brought to you by Miller Lite and Yards Brewery. So if you guys are drinking beer, make sure it is Miller Lite. And if it's not Miller Lite, make sure it's Yards. And if it's not Yards, make sure it's Miller Lite. And we can keep going through this vicious fucking circle all day. You guys, we will be back with more of the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard after this. Yes. Yes, that is what you think it is, everybody. That is the voting music. That is the voting music. Everybody, we're coming back from break here on the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard. Just in case anybody wants to know the etymology of that particular name, we've got two brothers and two white guys on the show.
Excuse me.
Latino American.
And oh. I'm the Jimmies.
Well, I was talking about Rex.
You don't put Jimmies.
Okay, cool.
As a matter of fact, what we wanted to call the show was Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard with a side of jalapeno. Yeah. So the Latin heritage on the program to my right doesn't get fucking offended, Snowflake.
Wow.
Wow, man.
But that being said, we are going to snap right into our first segment, which you will hear every single week. And I think it was a perfect segue into Hollis, because I know what's on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Hollis, what's on your mind, baby?
Well, you know, Sore Losers is on my mind.
Losers.
Yeah, and it actually started with the Denver-Boston Celtics game when the guy was trying to get 50 points at the end. And Kyrie Irving took homage to it. So I was like, so what? You wasn't mad at the other 48?
That's right.
Exactly. If you don't want him to get 50 points, don't let him get 48.
And everybody always everybody always goes into respect thing. You know, the respect thing is you put up a respectable fight. And then it kind of snowballed into yesterday's election. After it came up, the sore loser popped into my head when I saw Donald Trump's speech, where he wasn't all glossied up, he wasn't all pouty lipped and stuff. He was just like, "Oh yeah, I'm glad to be here," and it is he was just like going fast and like, but he did get into a verbal altercation with another guy because another guy asked him about a racial issue.
Didn't he tell him to shut up?
He told him to shut up and sit down. He told him to shut up and sit down. Yeah, he told him to shut up and sit down.
Well, guess what? He's the person on the planet that's allowed to do it. Leader of the free world.
But yeah, you guys.
Boy, watch your mouth.
Did he say that?
No, he didn't say that.
Wow. Oh my God, that would have been great.
No, but see, the problem is, mm-hmm. is that you thought that it's possible that he would say
I
that.
I do think that's the problem.
Exactly.
With
I do too.
That's the problem.
And the other thing too is like last year, at one of the Sixers game, who was it? Dario Saric. He was at the end of the game.
And J.R. Smith
J.R. Smith for one. Yeah. I was like, hey, what? You didn't. What about the other 30 points you got? Right. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, you got to stop him.
Yeah, stop him.
Don't get mad about point number 50 if you weren't mad about the first 49.
It's actually like getting your ass kicked in a football game and you want to start a fight in the fourth quarter when the score is like 30-0.
Right.
Yeah. So you know.
Remember our Rex and I's favorite line. We don't feel pressure. We apply it.
That's right.
Well, to the ground by the weight of your steps.
Whatever, man.
Sure. Hey, wow, you
know. I'm happily saying that I'm the fourth lightest person in this room right now.
Yeah.
You are just a skinny little Latin bitch.
Yeah.
I'm 6'1",
220, and I'm literally the littlest.
You're 220?
Yeah.
No, you're not even 6'1".
You got sanding your pockets? 220.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, you're not 6'1".
Yeah, man.
Dear Lord.
Well, hey, listen, we can have a con. I'm
6'1". You're 220?
Yeah, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I beg to differ.
The 6'1", I don't know.
No, I'm shit. Don't you?
I'm 5'10 and 250. So, I know I lose here.
Don't y'all see eye to eye?
Huh?
Do you and DSC eye to eye?
I'm 6'1".
No, he's taller than I am.
The problem is, what throws people off, Hollis, is my shoulders might be the same.
What's throwing people off is you not speaking into your microphone.
Speaking to the mic, sir. Thank you.
Well, my head is the size of like a Joel Embiid, Andre the Giant head. So my shoulders don't always line up, but the size of my skull raises my overall height.
I never noticed you had a giant head.
Oh, thanks, man. That's good. See, the house is a nice guy.
So, first is that what was on your mind? Your giant head, DS?
All right. So, anything else on Sore Losers?
No. If you guys had any Sore Losers to add, because that's what I saw. Yeah. It was just pissing me off because
no, actually, don't add.
Hold on. And this is the other part I'm going to add to that. You know, like last year after the election, we were with the Democrats were gloating the night before. And then, like, waning into the night, everything turned to pretty much shit because they figured out that Trump won. And then we started a bundle of protests, which is also being a sore loser.
they haven't stopped.
Yeah, they're demanding a recount, checking the porn stars that he plowed. So, I mean.
Doom and gloom.
You know, we'll get into that at another point in time.
But
Pops, yeah. I understand you got something on your mind right now, a little college basketball.
Yeah, I think last night was like the first night for college basketball. Yes. I was kind of puzzled with the ranking of Duke. Now, I'm not a Duke fan.
They were four, right?
Yeah, ranked four.
I'm not a Duke fan. But
and Kansas is one.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah, right? Kansas is one.
Don't they come out of the chute number one every year?
No, Duke does.
Normally
it's
Duke
either,
does.
It's either vice versa. But Duke has a legitimate reason to be number one. Their freshman scored 89 points against Kentucky, which was a higher
Well, rank. Kentucky's not the normal
Well,
they're ranked 10th at the time.
Well,
if we found out of the gate rankings don't mean shit.
Yeah, Kansas, that's true, too.
Kansas
yeah.
also had those two guys that transferred from Kentucky, right?
Right.
Over to Kansas. So that maybe is one reason why Kansas has a higher ranking.
Yeah. I mean, I was just kind of puzzled. I mean, they lost by 34.
Well, Kentucky
got beat by 34.
Well, one of the reasons, Pops, is they, like he said, those guys were transferred, and they felt like since he was mixing the diaper dandies with some veterans, that they may be savvy.
Yeah, possible.
You've been waiting to say that all night, haven't you?
Not really. It just came to mind when I was saying it. Because when you look at it, Digger Phelps was talking about it, and then
Digger Phelps is still alive.
Yeah, and then actually John Calipari, he got on the mic and he was talking about it. He was like, they were just better than us. We got our coach and I played. That's the man.
They asked about Zion and Calipari was speechless.
Yeah.
He was just like, shit, man. We threw a 7 foot dude, 7'1" guy on him, a 6'10" guy, and he just like breezed by him like Kleenex.
Yeah.
Kind of remind me of myself.
I'm telling you, though, I know you played a little basketball.
Yeah.
Well, fun stat, like Zion, if he was in the NBA, he'd be the second heaviest player besides Boban. He's 6'7", 285. Or 285.
Yeah, 280.
He was the second heaviest player in the NBA. He's only 6'7".
He's
left-handed, and he fucking glides.
Yeah, he's graceful.
He glides. He's graceful. I mean, in the paint, he's passing, dribbling.
I've seen you dribble a lot. And it only has something to do with your fucking mouth.
Shit, man. That dude's impressive.
Rex, what's on your mind?
I'm wondering what it's like when a...
When you're single and don't have a stripper girlfriend?
I know what that's like.
Oh, okay.
I do know what that's like.
I was just curious.
I'm wondering what it's like when players give up on a team and how you also maintain your professionalism. Just like the Raiders have given up on their team, and when we beat the Cowboys this week... There's a strong chance that those players are going
to
give up.
Be careful there, because we have an entire segment devoted to the family that puts the fun and dysfunctional that is the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, it's Dallas week.
Dallas week, baby.
It is Dallas. So don't worry, you're going to get a full dose of that.
Yeah. Trade me.
Interesting concept. Chucky's a fucking moron. First of all, let's just clear that air real quick. That team is in a bit of a quandary right now, because if they get to 2021 and that team sucks, the team's going to sell all their seats to the casinos.
Well, yeah. We've talked about this before. They're going
to, and you know what's going to happen if they sell the seats to the casinos? It's never going to be an Oakland or a Las Vegas Raiders fan base.
Yep.
I almost did a Rob there, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
Rob, I love you, man. I still
gonna
love
be diluted,
you.
Right?
But, yeah, good thing.
You know. I would pretty much think it would be diluted anyway, because you have a lot of visitors.
Yeah,
there
visitors.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Fairness, Vegas has proven that they can get behind a team with the Golden Knights.
They are starving for
a team. Did you see the Golden Knights? They opened night. They had Lil Jon and Wayne Newton in there.
Wayne Newton.
That's a hell of a pair, by the way.
I lived in Vegas for 3 years in the mid 90s. I fell in love with a showgirl.
Oh, dear Lord.
I'm in love with
a
showgirl.
So it was like a Tuesday? Better or worse than a stripper?
Yeah. No, not much. And Wayne Newton is Las Vegas.
Yes,
oh, wow. 100%.
You can make fun of his fucking wind tunnel tested hair.
And
his face is pulled back so far.
Oh, yeah,
he looks like him and Cher.
Going on two.
But they did that on Close to Halloween. He looked like Gritty.
Oh, man. I thought we could get one comment.
I think Willie Nelson looks like Gritty.
I think Willie Nelson is lucky to be alive at this point. Diaz, what's on your mind?
Man, what's really on my mind are these trips that we just took, the trips that are coming up.
Yes.
This Green Legion. I don't want to self-promo stuff, man.
No, you can do that all day long,
I'm
sir.
Still Please. Living in London, man. That was great. And then we got this Dallas week this week. We got New Orleans coming up. This has been the monster schedule. I'm talking to people about next year and the following years. Mm-hmm. And first off, everybody.
You know we're going to London again next year.
You think so?
100%.
Wait a minute. I remember.
I ain't need nothing.
Now, what are you saying? The Eagles or we? Because I remember some comments.
I'm not
in front
going
of the
there ever again.
You should have seen Quimby. It was great. This was the greatest trip for me personally, because all you told me to do is get out of my face, do whatever you got to do.
Hold on. It was the greatest work environment that he and I have ever had.
Yeah.
Diaz, stay the fuck away from everything. Go do what you do.
It was awesome. I had no instruction. I didn't have a timetable. I just did what I had to do.
And yeah, you never.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was just saying. So you never pass out an itinerary. It was just like, you'd be like,
welcome to the Green Legion, Hollis.
Well, no, it's like, no, hold on.
In all fairness, everybody except you was on the email list because I know you weren't gonna read them anyway.
Oh yeah, my bad. Because I was there and he would just text me on Big Dog and needed somewhere at 11:45. I'm like, damn, it's 10 o'clock. I'm just rolling over. What the hell is this? But no, it was always fun.
I appreciate that, man.
Anyway, it was good.
And to all of our London travelers,
yes,
I sent out a final email trying to. We're very transparent. I wear my heart and my emotions on my sleeve. I don't always think before I leap, and I don't plan on changing that anytime soon. So that being said, for all those that I pissed off in London, I do sincerely apologize. For those that weren't aware of what a douchebag I can be, I take that back, asshole. There's a difference.
Yeah, you're not a douchebag.
There's a difference between douchebags and assholes. Yeah, and the difference is assholes can't keep quiet when douchebags are in the room.
And not only that.
That's a good way to put it.
Also, a douchebag always, he's kind of like thinks he's cooler than he is. And he's waiting on the asshole to tell him.
I'm not cool at all.
Just shut the fuck up.
I have 16 I have 16 days out of the year where I have a chance of getting laid. And every single one of them involves around Eagles football, which is pathetic.
What was the name of that girl? What did she call you at Vesper this summer when we were there? It was a great name. I forget what it was.
I have no idea.
Remember? No. She remembered they thought about the drone. They thought we had a drone.
Oh, God, Andy.
Yeah. She said the funniest fucking thing. I don't remember what.
Oh, yeah. You're a fucking scumbag. Anyway.
Oh, God. Dear Lord.
She thought that I had a drone that was watching her at the pool.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, you're 45 years old.
You're not that cute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's sometimes when people accuse you of something. And you just
sometimes
sit there.
I just want to let it go.
No. You sitting there and you think to yourself, I guess beggars can be choosers, huh?
Well, you know what? I have something on my mind.
What's that?
And it's House Representative 163 Pennsylvania, Mike Zabel.
Mm. Okay.
How in the mother fuck do you as Democrats vote in a gentleman who represented Bill Cosby?
Here we go.
Do I bring something to the table?
Well, I know exactly why. I mean, you could say why. First off, because that's a silly question. It's just like asking why would anyone vote in Donald Trump because he's a total joke. Now, it could be like a blowback against freaking Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton, which I'm not a big supporter of either of them, but that's the easy answer. The other answer is because if you want to have criminal justice reform, this guy defends Bill Cosby. That doesn't mean he likes Bill Cosby. That doesn't mean he thinks Bill Cosby's innocent. That doesn't mean anything. He just thinks, I want to make sure Bill Cosby gets a fair trial.
Okay, that's enough out of DS. I have a simple statement before we move on to sports.
What's that?
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a PA Dem that forgot about me, too.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Diaz.
What up, y'all?
Oh, my mic's back. We are getting into sports.
Oh, here we go. Should I give my weekly update?
Yep.
All right, so the wheel of mediocrity keeps on turning for your Philadelphia Flyers. They are 7 now. They did go. They won 3 out of 4 on the road, or something like that. I don't pay all the attention.
Hold on a second. This is a little gift from the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard to all Flyers fans. In case you don't know what that is the Chicago Blacks goal song.
Hey,
Chicago Blackhawks goal song.
It's also the Philadelphia Union.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Have you been to a soccer game yet?
Fuck no.
They're fucking awesome, dude.
They're fun, man.
They're fun.
Yeah, here they do.
All right, I'll meet you there.
Okay.
Now, listen, Quimby, what we'll do is I'll spend some of your money. We'll go down there. We'll have a fucking blast.
That guy has an incredible habit of spending my money.
He's like Rob.
Yeah. Except I'm a little more convincing.
I got a lot of wives in this show.
So here's your weekly Philadelphia Flyers update. The wheel of mediocrity keeps on turning. Mm-hmm. They did win 3 of 4 or something like that, and that's really awesome. They are 7-7-1. Which means they have won 7 games, they have lost 7 games, and they have the participation point of losing in overtime. Losing the game, So that's where we are, and we'll check in next week, and it'll be there'll be eight.
Okay, great. Hold on.
I got a quick question.
That's enough Flyers talk.
I had a quick question. When are they going to fire the Hextall?
Hextall.
They need to fire multiple people.
He had the greatest fucking statement last week. The Flyers have drafted 12 goalies in the last 13 years. In the last decade?
Yeah.
And they still don't have one.
They're like,
still
don't have one, yeah.
They're like Cleveland with quarterbacks.
Rex!
Rex gets a participation point.
Sweet! I thought I was banned, Diaz.
Wait, I got it. Hey, I do have it.
that was a beating.
All right, that's enough Flyers talk. Okay. I have a question because this is on our run sheet.
Okay.
This is an interesting point that I heard brought up on some sports talk station, not sports talk, sports TV.
Okay.
Does anybody think and we're going to talk about more sports, and obviously we're going to get into Eagles here soon enough after we talk baseball and a little Sixers. Is Alabama ruining college football?
No, not really.
How do I mean? All right, real simple. All right, Alabama, their closest margin of victory was this Sunday against LSU,
right?
And they won 29-0,
right?
But they finally shut somebody out because a lot of their previous games,
that game was so fucking terrible to watch.
Exactly. But this is what I'll tell you: if when they get rid of the cakewalk schedule. Then you actually see for real, because
LSU is not a cakewalk.
But that's the first team that they really played. Everybody else has been playing like still. Chauncey and I.
All right, what was LSU ranked?
Jacksonville State. Are you kidding me?
West Coast Carolina. They shouldn't.
All right, everybody, one at a time.
Yeah, good.
They shouldn't be allowed to schedule 1AA teams.
Like, exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Too many of those guys get hurt in those games.
Yeah.
It's a payday.
For the thing is whenever you look at their schedule, you look at like, who the hell is this? You have to, as an NCAA guy, you have to realize that's a payday for those small schools, because they pay those schools extra to come in. So because that's a non-divisional game. It's like, if they would actually schedule some teams that propose a problem, then we would see truly who they are.
Well, I agree with you, House, that they're not ruining college football. But to speak of their schedule, this is what they got. LSU's ranked 7th. They were
ranked 4th, though, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
they were. Okay. Yeah. Now they got Mississippi State ranked 16th, Auburn's 24th, and Georgia's 5th. And so they do have a cakewalk schedule now. I mean, you look at the previous 8 games or whatever. But I think what you're talking about overall in the last 6 years or whatever, I think what Alabama does, and college football has been the same for, you know, it was Florida for a while, and then it was Florida State for a while, and then it was Oklahoma for a little bit, University of Miami, you know.
I don't think Alabama is ruining college football. I think the NCAA is ruining college football by letting these schedules. They have these super conferences, and these teams don't play the entire conference.
You know what's an interesting, I think the word is inference? Mm-hmm. Inference? To what your statement was, Hollis?
Yeah.
About the smaller schools getting paid this money.
Right.
What do you feel about, or in the grand scheme of things, about these smaller schools getting invited to these bowl games and the NCAA contracting them to purchase a certain amount of tickets that they never sell?
Right.
It's a total loss to the school. So does it wash?
Well, you know, it kind of washed because they're getting paid to go to that bowl game, and it's the school is getting money.
Gumbel on HBO?
Yeah,
all right. They did a massive investigation into this shit, and it didn't seem like it was close to an equivalent.
Well, it's never going to be equivalent because if your team doesn't travel well, I never got to go to a bowl game because I was in the Big West and I was in Northern Illinois. But it's a good thing for the schools and the kid for experience. So if you want to do it like that, but as far as giving them those tickets to lobbyists to sell, it's like it's like a throw in the dark, especially if the bowl is not within the region of the school because they
can't get there.
Exactly, their family and stuff can't get there because they're already probably away from home. It's all, my bad. It's all, they're probably away from home already, and it's a catch 22. And
it,
because
I got you.
Well, but the, and then the other thing too is like they make so NCAA makes so much money, but then when the kids sell something of their own or
an autograph,
yeah, autograph or something, they sanction them, give them penalties and stuff.
Well, then my next question is for Pops.
All right.
By that rationale, Mr. LeBron James.
Okay.
Oh,
let's get it.
Is Golden State ruining the NBA?
Definitely.
All right. See, that's what I wanted to hear.
Definitely.
100%.
Reason I say that is because, I mean, I attribute that to Kevin Durant more than anyone else.
How is that team able to do this?
I know exactly why.
Well, they're able to do it because the league's not stopping them. You remember years ago when Chris Paul wanted to go to the Lakers.
Right.
David Stern completely blocked that.
There's also rumors that Paul George re-signed in Oklahoma City for a 5-year max because of all the colluding with Magic and the Lakers and the conspiracy theories that just
it's actually not a conspiracy theory. At the All-Star game, the players and the Players Association, they got a big suite. I've been in a suite at the All-Star weekend, and they pay homage to all the older guys and stuff. So it's not out of the realm that he actually spoke with them. So that would, and since he's in the management position now, since he's in that position now. See, back then it was okay because he was with the Lakers, but he wasn't with the Lakers.
Yeah, it was just your relationship with the Eagles. Right. If all of a sudden you take over for Howie, you can't start talking to guys on the street.
Well, yeah, like, it's like because actually when you mentioned that, Chris Long called me before he signed here because I was with Chris Long in St. Louis. That's my guy. He's cool.
We need to get him on the show.
Yeah, we got
to
get him.
He's a fucking stud.
Yeah, he does a lot for the community too.
If I can briefly talk about how Golden State was able to do this. It's a once in a lifetime thing, and not just because Kevin Durant's a once in a lifetime player. What happened really is sort of like how Joel Embiid fell to 2-3 in the draft. Steph Curry fell because he had weak ankles or bad ankles or he had ankle issues.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So
ankles?
You know, he kept spraining his ankles and he broke a couple ankles or something like that, and not the way he not in a good way. So
is there surgery, by the way, for girls that have cankles?
I don't know.
It's called
weight loss. that might be worse than having a big ass and no boobs.
You know what it's called? It's called push.
I can deal with that. work around that.
Pops. We got it. Anybody? Pops is in need. Pops is interested.
It's called push your ways. Push your thick ass away from the table.
There you go. Stop eating.
Oh, man.
And the views expressed by all the commentary does support everything the Green Legion thinks.
So anyway, Steph Curry was drafted like 8th or 9th overall. And when he was up for his second contract, he missed a ton of games the previous 2 years. So they signed him to a below, you know, after he blew up, market deal. So he was like the 7th paid player on Golden State for a few years. Then what happened is when the new NBA TV deal kicked in and all these teams got extra money and the players get their 49.1% of or whatever the percentage is, the cap moved from like $70 million to like $105 million over one season. Now, the league had asked the Players Association to cap smooth that, which meant instead of going from 70 to 105 in 1 year, let's go from 70 to 78 to 90. And the Players Association is like, hell no, we don't trust you at all.
Right.
Hold on, we need some brothers to say that.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
There we go.
So basically they said no, it was in
that
one
would be
year.
The cookies part of the cookies and cream sports.
And in that one season, when that big jump was available, Kevin Durant happened to have an opt-out clause in his own contract.
What about the Hampton Five?
Well, the Hampton Five.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. Hampton Five? Yeah, that's when after they
lost. It was over July 4th weekend.
Oh, okay. This is after they lost to Cleveland.
That's right.
To LeBron James and the Cavs.
Uh-oh, here we go. Did you say it again?
They had a meeting, and they all the
Kevin Durant held.
No. Draymond Green said he called him on the parking lot of Game 7.
That's right, yeah.
After Steph Curry got the unanimous MVP for that particular year. This is their second time in the finals.
Right, the first year they won it, second year, yeah.
By default, but yeah, they won. And then then the second year when they won, they set the NBA record for 73 games in one season and lost
the cap
after being up 3-1.
LeBron and his block on Iggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
But
Kobe's never done that, though.
So what happens
is... Oh, there it is.
What happens is, though, if people are going to say Golden State, it was an opportune thing where this happened and this happened and that. It will never happen again.
But my thing is, you don't roll the dice. I can see if you can roll the dice on a team that hasn't won. Or if you say, okay, all right, Chicago, or hell... OKC was right there.
Oh, wait. So wait a minute. You're talking about – you just don't like Kevin Durant.
No, I love Kevin Durant. I mean, everybody
has their own – Kevin Durant going to Golden State.
Right. The question was, does it ruin the game? Yeah, it does, because at the end of the day, you know it's going to come down to one or two teams in the finals. And whoever wins in the West is going to win the whole thing. Maybe.
But unfortunately,
most likely.
Well, when we
– I mean, Boston –
I don't know. Boston, maybe.
No, Toronto is fucking ripping through the
team. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they are. They are.
I don't think they can compete with the West. No, nobody's going to compete with the West.
We'll see.
I don't know.
It's still early.
Keep in mind, Houston. I mean, Houston took them to seven last year.
But they took
Chris Paul was healthy. They were up three to one.
If ifs and buts was candy and nuts, it would always be Christmas.
That's always been a knock on them. It's a step back. I mean, for me, they took a step back because you look at Carmelo Anthony and
Houston's no good this year. I mean, right.
He just got old.
They're good. Is Carmelo a bit of a cancer to most guys? Because he seems very
pussy.
I think he had a bad stint with New York Knicks.
You know, it was a bad stint.
I blamed it on Phil Jackson. The whole thing. I blamed it on Phil Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how this all relates to this week?
Triangle offense.
Well, I mean, he wasn't coaching. I mean, he's a hell of a coach. A piss poor GM.
You mentioned Carmelo Anthony being a pussy. Remember that snake?
I said he was a pussy.
Remember that snake like fucking punch he threw years and years ago?
Who threw a snake punch?
Carmelo Anthony.
Who did he swing on?
I forget.
He was with the Nuggets, right?
Yes.
Everybody, we are going to take another quick break here, and I want to let everybody know that the next break is brought to you by our good friends at Stateside Vodka. If you have been to a Green Legion home tailgate at all over the last 3 years, Stateside Vodka has provided every single vodka drink that you have had. They are an amazing premium vodka blend that is distilled right here in beautiful Fishtown, literally 10 blocks from the studio. As well, our good friends at Bucks County Baseball Company, again, J.P. Lutz, and our good friends up in Bristol. Make sure you check out the store, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Everybody, we are going to be back with the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard in just a couple minutes. We are back on the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard. My name is Quimby. I am the ringleader of the rabble. Get everybody's mic volumes back up.
You're the magistrator.
I don't know if you'd call that, but
you're the quarterback.
Oh God.
The quarterback
is the one that usually gets sacked, right?
Oh, free safety. Yeah. Call you the free
because
safety.
I'll be honest with you, I don't want to get sacked by either one of you.
Free safety.
Everybody, phone lines are open. I apologize. I have to remember to keep doing this. Remember, this is not my career. This is simply a hobby gone wild. 484-429-9983. If you want to talk to anybody on the panel, you want to bring up anything.
Again, the Diaz fans out there, feel free to call.
Diaz fans, call 484. I'm a bitch. No, 484-429-9983. This next segment is brought to you by 422 Jeep Limerick. Again, our friend Mike McVeigh. Oh.
Let me tell you what he did when we were gone.
He took care of your Jeep.
He took care of my Jeep. And now, not only that, he was like, yo, man, I'm sorry, I'll take care of it. And there was nothing wrong with it.
Of course.
Just a little improvement.
What did he add? Did he add the runners?
He put the runners on.
Ah, nice. Now you got a Jeep, baby.
Yeah, it was great. So what happened? I said, hey, man, can I get those on? No problem, dude. Came, picked it up when we were on our way down.
Awesome.
So I came back. I thought my car was out in Limerick. And he's like, no, man, it's in your parking lot.
Oh, yeah. He won't fuck around.
Oh, shit.
Sweet.
All the way in Conshohocken. So 422 Jeep Limerick. Go in there. Ask for Mike McVeigh. Him or any one of his amazing professionals will take care of you. A lot of his employees are retired police officers.
Yep.
Good people to know. Mike is a big supporter of the PBA and FOP, as is the Green Legion. And that's no political. We just want to make sure that everybody knows we appreciate the people that keep us safe out there. Also, again, our good friends at Cavanaugh's, Kenny Hutchings, Pat Pavlicek, his wife Donna, who I know is listening right now and will give me shit about the fact that I mentioned Donna Pavlicek. Cavanaugh's Restaurants River Deck, which is closed for the season now, but will be reopening again soon enough, I believe May 1st. Head House, which is right off of South Street, and our good friends at Rittenhouse at 18, between 18th and 19th on Sansom Street. Our good friend Paul bartending in the basement. And, of course, Diaz and I, our old stomping ground, the University City Cavanaugh's at 39th and Sansom. Go in and see our good friend Brian Pavelchek there. Diaz, I don't know where the fuck you just ran off to, because this is the Diaz segment.
What
I might pass it off to Pops, because he knows a little bit more about basketball than Diaz anyway.
I knew where we were going on this. We actually have a call sheet. We're semi-professional here.
Yeah.
And I just had curated a couple of statistics, because I see the next couple topics we want to go to.
Yeah.
Okay. If we're going to go into the processor.
We're going to go into the processor right now.
Oh, God.
Diaz, all right, Pops, Diaz, you two are going to be our Sixers reporters. Okay. I'll be honest with you. I don't know dick.
He just asked about the lines and if it's a good line or
yeah.
not.
Well, no, and then I want to know what the spread is.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, Come on, drop man.
Well, I have to know, because you know my other game.
Do you know a little bit about basketball?
I know the Sixers and baseball.
All right, well, stop hiding the fucking show, Hollis.
Well, no, I wasn't hiding.
Pops,
I was going
to
wait.
Remember I told you to kick him when he gets out of line?
I was going to wait till you guys got into it, because I have a gripe, because everybody's
I know you have a gripe. It has to do with Fultz.
Yeah, get the hell out of
here. Diaz, give us your start. Pops, segue in with him. Tell us what you think right now.
Right now, The annoying thing that we do during football, when the schedule comes out in April and you go wins, loss. I do that for the Sixers, too. Oh, so
82 games?
No, oh, God.
Yeah,
that's
just,
what's wrong with
I look at the back-to-backs, and you look at streaks and stuff like that. Just to get an idea of where they're going to be. Now, I did it without counting. I just did it in a row. I came up with 54 wins.
54?
What? Now, what that's I also do is that's I break it. I break it down in 10-game segments, because, you know, the arguments we're going to get into about improvement from last season, we're going to want to see improvement right now, and I'm looking over the course of the season. So I like looking at 10-game chunks. The first 10 games, I looked at, my prediction was that they'd go 7-3. They went 6-4. That Detroit overtime loss, I did not have them doing that.
Detroit?
Yeah, and now this terrible fucking bullshit game on Sunday with Brooklyn, when they lost by 27 points. Ouch. I had them actually losing that game, because it was the 5th and 7. And
Pop's face is great. Priceless.
I did not have them losing by 27 points. Okay, so I had them losing.
By the way, in case anybody doesn't know, Pops might have the whitest teeth I've ever seen. It's disturbing. Every time he smiles, I'm like, God damn, man, give me a pair of sunglasses.
So for the second 10, and that was the first game, I had them going 7-3. Now they just lost that one, so I'm off on that one. I have them losing tonight.
So
Indiana on the road.
Oh wait!
Oh, Oladipo. Ooh.
No. And then they play a bunch of that poo-poo platter of Charlotte twice, Orlando.
Yeah, but Diaz is taking this process way too far.
Yeah, but Orlando.
TTP!
Orlando normally gives the problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've gone to every Orlando game the last 3 years. They'll go 3-1 against Orlando this year if they play them three times.
That's possible.
Brooklyn is the one that they lost in Brooklyn last year.
Yeah, which I wasn't surprised.
Yeah, which I don't get, because it's like when they won, actually got, what was it, 52 wins last year?
Yeah.
They won like their last 19 games.
16 games in a row.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and the only team that they actually beat during that time that had a winning record was Milwaukee and Cleveland.
That's right.
And it was almost just to say fool's gold for real, because they were up like 25 points against Cleveland, and had LeBron made those free throws at the end, they possibly would have lost.
That's
that game.
Right. That's right. And it's also wrong. What happens is the schedule is the schedule.
Diaz, what's the score of tonight's game?
I don't know what the line is.
It doesn't matter. What's the score of tonight's game?
110-104.
Mm. Pops.
I say 121-115.
Thanks.
I don't know what the over under is. I don't know what the
line because is. It's probably going to be on the higher end, because at the beginning of the season, some people are hitting high, and the defense is not as intense as it gets later in the season.
That's true. None of them are actually.
They're giving up way too many points, man.
Yeah, but a bunch of them.
Yeah, I mean, but
the entire league is. Yeah, this isn't a Sixers centric thing. The entire league is, because what they've started doing, and Bede is the best recipient of it, is you can't keep a hand on a player at all now down in the post.
That was an interesting.
Well, that almost don't count.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, you see a lot of guys going to the free throw line from shooting three pointers more than you do in the paint.
That's why it's like Ben Simmons, he drives the whole game, but Mike might have 3 or 4 free throws opposed to J.J. Redick with 9.
I don't want to does J.J. Redick make shots when the arc of his ball is – I mean, it's almost like he's laser beaming it.
Because he jumps up. And when you jump up as high as he does, if he doesn't get any elevation, you can tell when it's not going to hit. So
exactly.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about on the ball. I'm talking about him jumping, him himself jumping up, shoot that shot.
Yeah, just I don't know.
Your stat, like, see, I always back up comments like that with stats, and I don't know if there is a stat. Like, you know, you said that more guys are going to the 3-point line or going to the free throw line shooting threes.
Yeah, because
they're also shooting more threes. So right, they're shooting more threes than post playing. Well, right. The field, you know, the court's spread out.
Well, you can attribute it to the same thing in NFL. They want a lot more offense and less defense.
Yeah.
For whatever reason or what's understood about
that. Well, because fantasy and betting and.
Yeah, but prime example, you have.
Don't say prime. Amazon sucks.
Well, hey, Jay, if you're listening, add that to the 2018 version of the shirt. Quimby, Amazon sucks.
Well, one of the better examples is, like, right now, I believe, James Harden has led the league in three-point attempts and also free throws.
And beautiful beards.
Yeah, yeah, that as well.
Actually, that's not true because Joel Embiid leads the league in free throws attempted and made.
This year.
Oh yeah, of course. Come on, he also shot 14 threes a game.
Right, and he got fouled on probably 3 or 4 of them.
I believe he set
a record for most either 4-point plays or 3-point attempt. I mean, 3-point.
We also had a problem with that. I mean, a lot of people were talking about how he would do his little floppy business. Yeah, and, you know,
he flops. He travels. He does a lot of stuff he gets away with.
He's awesome. But I wish he was.
All right, let's get back to the Sixers report.
Please do, because I want to talk about
this is the ringleader here.
Yeah, because I want to talk about the Markelle Fultz thing.
All right, let's go, Hollis. You've been biting on this thing. I want to talk about it.
Okay, so why do we get fleeced with that pick? Why do we get fleeced? You're a trust the process guy. You could have got him at 3,
pretty much,
right? And you got fleeced for a draft pick. And then you take him, and he was on the team coming out of college. Everybody talking about he's the best. You can see that he wasn't the best in college because his team went 9-22.
I hear what you're saying, and I mean,
I'm going with Hollis on this one.
I think he's still hurt.
TTP.
Yeah, I think it's really early, and even here.
What? No.
Still way too early.
Okay, the number one overall pick, yes?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Let me tell you this. I looked this up the other day. So what was – I did this last night. That's what I was out there searching for. You didn't give me enough time to grab it. But we can look out. This will be tonight, Markelle Fultz's 26th game. This is going to sound like a massive defense of Markelle Fultz.
It is. It,
so far it is.
Hold up for a section. If we look back right now, obviously it was a terrible trade. Obviously it was. Now, we can say that we could have gotten Markelle Fultz at 3 because Boston was going to take Tatum if we didn't make that trade. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. It's fucking Danny Ainge. Never believe anything that he has to say. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. The trade was made. I was ready to cash in some chips to get the guy that you needed. Look, Markelle Fultz was supposed to be, based off his film, and I didn't watch every Washington game. You're right. But you know what? Ben Simmons didn't make the tournament in LSU, and he was easily the best player.
He had double digits.
I was trying to get an answer from someone who's not a complete retard.
He did have double digit victories, though. And they didn't go to the tournament or the NIT because he wasn't going to play. They got invited to the NIT. And he wasn't going to play. He said, I'm not here for that. I came here and I did my time there.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Doing time.
What happens is
back to your hospital bed, huh?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
There's plenty of people that said that Markelle Fultz wasn't the top pick. People had Lonzo Ball. No one had Jason Tatum as the top pick.
I did. Okay. He's from St. Louis.
Okay. Well, see, St. Louis. So there you go. You get
right. St. Louis.
You put some heart in it.
St. Louis in the house.
Well, no, you did. Not only that, you go back and look at the you watch the tournament.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was killing in the tournament.
This was Boston.
Yeah.
Dear Diary, jackpot.
So obviously now it was not a good trade, but
obviously.
But to talk about Markelle Fultz now.
He stinks.
What happens is Markelle Fultz is you got – Unfortunately, it sucks in the moment. It sucks because I want him to win tonight. I want Markel Fultz to go 3-for-4 from three. I want him to. It's just not going to happen now. Well, so now we have to look at some history. And at this point in Markel Fultz's career, this will be his 26th game. He's played 25 NBA games because of the yips, because of a shoulder, whatever. That's disappointing.
First of all, the yips shouldn't come into exactly. your first-round pick.
And number one overall.
I'm sorry, number one overall.
And the yip.
But even the yip shouldn't come into your first-round pick. Even if it's number one.
Unfortunately, though, it does. Yeah. Okay.
Where?
I don't know.
For a player that's not going to pan out.
Exactly.
In the last 6 months, we can talk about Kevin Love, DeMar DeRozan, Chris Paul, all openly talking about Brian Dawkins. I'm fucking crying. We all talk about this.
But what's the thing about all those
Can't
people?
Wait to get into Doc's stories.
Yeah, the thing about all the stuff that you're speaking of is guys who have already established themselves. It's guys who were playing well, even with whatever they were talking about.
Some of them.
He's not playing well at all.
I hear you, but
when the Titanic music is playing because you hit a damn 3-pointer, the writing is on the wall.
I hear you. Statistically speaking, at this point,
it's not about no statistics. He sucks.
Okay. I hear you. I'm not. But just let me finish here. All right. Through 25 games.
This is great. Pops and I are just sitting back. Rex is like this. Yep.
I am
through
neutral.
25 games. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I can go get my stat sheet. But
please do.
You want me can I break down? You need to both start.
Stop talking over each other. Okay. Make your point.
No, he wants to get his stat sheet.
I think he just broke the table. Did you get that? It's a brand new chair.
It's a brand new chair, dickhead.
Well, see, he's going to get his stat sheet, but there's nothing on that stat sheet that's going to say that he did well in any other 25 games.
There's nothing on that stat sheet that says he's got the yips.
Yeah.
He's got the yips. And dude, you see him at the free throw line? Oh my God, what the fuck is with the elbow?
I don't know.
I think he's still hurt. I do.
Are they forcing him back in?
I don't know what they're doing.
What do you got, Diaz? Am I supposed to take your word for this written?
Oh my God! Do you see his statue?
I know he's written.
Does anybody still use yellow paper?
I know it's written in crayon too.
What happened? I had to do a comp to another player through 25 games, and I don't know how to use basketball.
Wait, okay.
Through 25 games, mm-hmm. okay. Through 25 games, there's player A and player B. You tell me which one is Markel Fultz, right? Mm-hmm. Player A.
Okay.
Player A, minutes per game through his first 25 NBA games, 21 minutes per game.
Captain's calling in right now.
Hey, what's up, Cap?
Captain Demps, what's up, baby?
Good day. How are you, gentlemen?
Good. We're talking a little basketball. We're not in the Eagles yet. Are you all right with that?
I can listen. That's Diaz's show with basketball.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh wow!
So this is what we got. We'll get right into football in a sec, Cap. I love you. But so here's Player A. Player A through his first 25 NBA games. Hollis here.
Okay.
21 minutes a game, .399 field goal percentage, 286 from three, 571 free throws, eight points per game, 3.5 rebounds, 3.7 assists, 1 steal. Player B, okay. 23 minutes a game, so two more minutes, 403 versus 399, 375 from 3 versus 286, 808 from free throw versus 571, 9 points versus 8 points, 3.2 rebounds versus 3.5, 1.8 assists versus 3.7, and they both had 1 steal a game. Player A is Markel Fultz. Player B is James Harden.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Now if we say what happens when I say that, it sounds like, dude, you're trying to tell me that Markel Fultz is gonna be James Harden?
No,
because we don't have our eyes.
James Harden
looked a lot better than Markel Fultz looks right now. But statistically, so what happens is when you want to remove yourself from just using your eyes and your heart.
Okay,
let's look at the paper and
how about.
As shitty as Markel Fultz has been, though, he lines up just 25 games. Let's give him two seasons.
Well, hold on. Peep this, though. When you said that James Harden did that, he was playing with with my Westbrook, and Durant. So he wasn't getting the opportunity. We're looking for
Markelle. So he's looking for Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
Well, we're looking for him. Markelle Fultz was supposed to be the answer. Was supposed to be one of the answers.
Yes.
One of the answers to shoot. We're not looking for him to be a James Harden. James Harden did what he did, and he moved on, and now he is what he is. I don't see Markelle Fultz being anything close to that.
We can't use it the answer anymore.
Yeah, you can't use. Yeah, you can't. The thing is. We're not going to use the
problem. The problem is, and it sucks. And there's, I'm talking about Kevin O'Connor's
TTP.
Kevin O'Connor's column recently in the Ringer was super. Jesus Christ! I'm trying to fucking have a show here, Quimby. I am trying to have a show.
Are we talking about entertainment?
Yeah. So, what the problem is when you try to develop players at the same time as you're trying to win.
Take it a just sip of that.
It's not natural. And because Joel Embiid,
what are you saying, Diaz?
I know.
Hold on, that might be the title of the first episode. I'll take a sip of that.
The problem is the team was not supposed to be this good. They were supposed to maybe win 40-41 games last year. Okay. They won 52. It was a lot of fun. They were great. But now it's like Markelle Fultz is supposed to be that missing piece. Yeah, but it wasn't supposed to be now. Mm. It's supposed to be in two or three seasons. And he's not supposed to be as shitty as he is now. I'm not trying to defend him and saying he's supposed to, we should expect him. But what happens is this is where it is. And I thought his floor was going to be a little bit higher. But unfortunately, this is his floor. We're going to have to let it grow a little bit for him to be a somewhat effective player. And it's been 25 games. Of Markelle Fultz. I'd like to give him 60 before I say he's not the answer.
Really? That's
just, really? 60 games?
First of all, he didn't even earn the starting spot that they're giving him.
You're right.
You got to earn your way up to the damn court.
You're right.
And it's like he shouldn't even be really playing. He sucks. I'm just telling you. You put everybody else's future and stuff on the line because you're letting this kid play because you want him to start because he's your first overall pick. And you do not want to be wrong. He stinks to the high heavens.
Well, I think that Brett Brown probably end up getting fired before he gets before they actually part ways with Markelle Fultz.
I would like to see what the can we get some offshore odds on that? I think that's a good point because now first off, Markelle Fultz falls under Brett Brown as far as development goes, but selection and giving up the extra asset for him, that's not really Brett Brown. I mean, Brett Brown wasn't his position.
Yeah, my thing is,
man, it's really hard to get your thoughts across right now. You know, it's very distracting.
Not to me. I know exactly what I'm thinking.
So,
stay focused.
What happens with all these players is, and I got into this last night with my good buddy Jigsaw on the Philly influencer.
I love the attitude in the studio. Right?
I'm glad because you can't concentrate.
The thing is all these guys aren't supposed to be this good this quick. Kevin Durant was drafted in 2007. It took him 4 years to get to the finals. I don't want to wait 4 years.
But this is
only year two of Joel Embiid.
No, but see, when you look at the way that they structure things. When you trade up to get the first overall pick, you're trading away some assets. He's supposed to help you get to the next level.
Yeah, that's right. But they're all supposed to kind of grow together.
No, but growing together, he's supposed to be already polished enough to where we don't have to wait.
But that's not true.
Yes. Ben Simmons busted on the scene.
But we're all sure.
The first year he was hurt. The second year when he came out, he busted on the scene.
But there are still people.
Speaking about
NBA,
busts.
There are still people in the NBA, the NBA circle, the NBA community, that still feel that Brandon Ingram will turn out to be a better prospect or a better player than Ben Simmons.
Okay.
Which sounds insane right now.
And what's insane is that we spent this much time on it.
Moving along.
If you let Diaz go, you gotta reel him back. Everybody, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I guess we can end it on this. If the 76ers win, it's a half off of Papa John's.
Well, what about the – wait. I'm more inclined to the Frosty Freeze-Out, which they've increased.
Wait a second, we're going against the grain here. Isn't this the sports blizzard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shouldn't you have a Frosty Freeze-Out?
Well, hey, Dairy Queen, if you'd like to step up, you know.
Uh-oh, don't threaten.
Oh, dear Lord.
That's Warren Buffett. I don't know.
No. We'll come graciously. We'll bring the fans. I think the pole is transportable, right?
It is all friction. We're going to get to one more segment here, and then we are going to take a break, and then we are going to come back for the last segment and talk all Eagles. Everybody, I know we're used to talking about Eagles predominantly, and we're going to do that still, but there's been a lot to get to tonight, and we're all feeling ourselves out here a little bit. So
you're talking about
quick,
everybody else, huh?
Poor choice of words, real quick, before we take a quick break here, let's talk free agent baseball.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
If anybody is living under a rock for the last couple of hours, you did not know that Bryce Harper turned down a $300 million 10-year deal.
Can I give him a big shout out? He said a big fuck you
to the
Nationals.
Yeah, because
they're not committed to winning.
$300 million. He said, fuck you.
Now, we need to talk about this real quick. Right. I'm going to open up this segment. We're going to spend a minute with each person, giving their thoughts. And I have a lot of thoughts on what I am currently seeing right now when it comes to baseball. And, all right, last night on the Rob B. Show, very simply put, Rob said that Bryce Harper is not somebody he wants on our team.
I don't know why the hell not.
Thank you. My perspective on this is the Phillies have a ton of money to spend. I know you probably won't get Harper and Machado.
Mm-hmm.
However, think about this, because Trout wants to play in Philadelphia.
Right.
All right. Now think about this. You're going to spend $1 billion on three players over a 10-year period. And your 3, 4, and 5 hitters could be Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, and Manny Machado in that order.
Right.
While you have Rhys Hoskins
batting
in the 2 spot.
Correct.
While we all agree we want to see Roman Quinn get more time at the leadoff spot.
He's got to stay healthy, though.
He does.
It's on him.
He did have a good season because he did stay healthy this entire season. For the most part. No,
he went. He missed a bunch of games.
Well, he missed a bunch of games because he was down in fucking AAA.
No, he hurt himself up here.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, that's how much I watched baseball this year. But I don't – and let's just assume.
Okay.
Let's assume right now that – all right – Bryce Harper is the only attainable player out of those three.
Gotta get him.
How do you not say we want you to be the cornerstone of our team?
With the Bryce Harper coming here, I attended a lot of the baseball games, and what I think I feel like our team is missing is they're missing that superstar that everybody could gravitate to. All the jerseys you see are past players from the last championship. Howard, you see Utley jersey.
Rollins.
There are two people I would keep on this team right now. Two players, three. Yeah.
Rhys Hoskins and Nolan.
And Quinn.
And you got to keep Quinn, but you also got to keep Nick Williams. You got to keep him, and everybody else is up for game.
Everybody else is gone.
Yeah,
this is great. Diaz has shut up.
I know Diaz has shut up.
Well, it's baseball, so
you don't know anything about baseball.
No, I do.
So the guy, Rob, was right.
Holy mackerel! I mean, with Bryce Harper, if that's the question was, because I listened to the whole question before forming my answer.
Okay,
is if Bryce Harper is the only guy you're going to get out of the three?
Of course, you do.
And it's not the one thing. I'd rather the money go to players. Bryce Harper, if it's a 10-year deal worth, $400 million they're talking about now, that's what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, or what is it?
10-year.
No. If he turned down 10 years for three.
He turned down 10 years, $300 million, because he doesn't want to play for the Nats.
I believe
if anybody else he wants to play for offered him $300 million and one, he would take that off.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, that's possible. That's what I'm just saying. How is it structured? Whatever. It's not my money.
Right.
It's not my money.
Right. Right.
I don't want it to be where they sign him and in year 7 it's restrictive to staying competitive. How we just went through it with Ruben Amaro. I'm fine with spending all the money in an uncapped league. I'm fine with them spending all the money in the world they want to make baseball fun again. That stadium is awesome. It was dull this year. I'm more concerned about it doesn't even matter what players they have.
Mm-hmm.
I think just baseball, the slowing down of baseball.
Well, no, I think
it's just kind of boring.
Well, I was there, and I think it's because they don't have anybody to gravitate to, and they didn't believe in Gabe Kapler.
Right, well, they're going to keep him? There's a big
change. Mm. We're the last team to quote unquote accept because we haven't. And I
all right, you're over a minute,
but tops.
Well, I think he might not want that long term deal.
Why wouldn't he?
No, he wants
there's
that.
So much well, security in that.
Some people are offering him 4 years, $200 million.
Who
I say some people. It's been a couple of teams offering for. I don't know which teams, but word was on the street was because he wanted a short term deal.
I would take 10 years, $300 million over 4 years, $200 million. Well, you know what?
Not me.
I don't know. That actually, you know what?
Yeah,
think about that for a second.
I don't know where your math is at, Quinn.
Yeah, no. You know what? I just thought about the lump sum as opposed to the annuity.
Yep.
And J.G. Wentworth, 877 cash now.
Yep. You know that too well, dude.
By the way, J.G. Wentworth is not a sponsor of the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard.
And you got the number wrong anyway.
J.G. Wentworth.
8675 877 cash now. Thanks, Rex.
Way to go, Rex.
Way to bring a halt and fucking screeching stop to the show.
I know, man.
That's why I'm here. That's why I'm the Jimmies.
You can ruin a wet dream.
Everybody, Rex, any thoughts on that? We talked about it last night. What do you think?
I don't think we should go after Manny Machado, but I think Bryce Harper is where it's at.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I would say Bryce Harper as well.
I'm down with that. All right, everybody, we're going to take one more final break here, and we are going to come back with the last segment of the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard in Episode 1. Everybody, do not forget about one of our favorite sponsors, and we might be heading there a little bit later on. I don't know. Delilah's, right off of Spring Garden Street here in beautiful Philadelphia. Don't forget about the beautiful ladies of Delilah's. Every now and then, they actually visit us, too, which is really nice. We appreciate that. Everybody, we will be right back on the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard after this. All right, everybody. Episode 1 of the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard. We are back for our final segment here. The final segment is brought to you by our good friends in Manayunk, number 2 Rector Street, down at the bottom of the hill, Bourbon Blue. Our good friends Mel and Brendan, we are vested in the success of their organization as they are vested in the success of ours, as well our good friends vested once again at the Bayou and Cactus right above the hill from them. Everybody, please make sure you patronize these guys. Everybody we talked about, they're amazing people. They have helped us build our network over the last 20 years, and we couldn't do what we do without them. So, enough fucking around. It's time to talk a little Eagles football.
And let's go, Birds!
Yeah, seriously.
Go, Birds.
Let's start off with the best news that we have heard all season when it comes to injury. Timmy Jernigan back on the practice field.
Hell yeah.
All right. Diaz, I know you wanted to bring that up right away. Go ahead. Why don't you start?
Well, I think we got a great opportunity here with Hollis, who played defensive tackle for the Birds and has some experience doing that. I got experience with having a fucking herniated disc, and it kills your strength, your power. I want to know what it's just Hollis asking you.
Right.
How will that affect him? I mean, he's practicing, and it'd be great if he plays. You're expecting, or you're saying that he will or may play. I'm thinking they'll probably give him a week or two to kind of get back into shape. I don't know. But how will he be still effective as he was at the beginning of last year and then during the run? I think that's a bigger boost than Golden Tate if he is effective.
Well, yeah. Did you have your herniated disc fixed?
No, I did not.
Well, see, he's had his disc fixed, and he's been going through rehab
for like 7 months.
Yeah,
right?
7 months. So
he injured himself in February playing basketball, right?
Or lifting or something. He probably was playing
non-football injury.
Well, see, that's why they said non-football injury, because he's probably playing basketball or something. He just said that he was lifting during the breaks. But with the way they do rehab. Because normally, put it this way, as in NFL, they take care of us as far as like medically. They want the surgery done now,
right,
so they can get to rehab you, so they get you ready fast.
Right.
He's been gone 7 months. Not only is that, he's itching to get back out there.
I'm sure he is, and I think
that's why I think he's going to play, but in a limited role, which is cool because all we really need from him is not how many snaps. About 19
say?
To 20 snaps.
Okay. I was going to say like 15 or something.
Yeah, because when you look at it. We lost Haloti Ngata for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so it was like you had those all those other guys in there, and it's like you, but that made it hard for the coach to take out Fletcher Cox. So Fletcher Cox towards the end of the game, you notice it's been two games that we've been ahead about 14 or more points that they've come back. We've come back and we lost
at the end, right?
At the end, yeah, and that's where the rotation. That's where we miss Bo Allen. That's where we miss Vinnie Curry. You got to have that rotation. Even though people was talking about how much money they made. You got to realize it's like some people are going to get paid, some people are not going to get paid, and they're around at the time where they got paid nicely. So when you think about it, he is going to come back, and I feel like he's going to play 20. I say between 19 and 25 snaps, which would be great.
That'd be great. And a normal is about what, like for a starter of his caliber would be 55 to 60.
No, that means you kind of getting your ass kicked. Right. A normal for a starter would be between 35 and 40.
Oh, so you think he's going to be at two-thirds capacity already.
Right. Because
that's good.
Yeah, because the normal start is like between – if you get between 35 and 40 snaps, that means you're kicking other teams' ass.
Okay, good. All right. I didn't know – that's something I did not know. But
All right, Eagles, so we're all happy that Timmy Jernigan's
coming. Yeah, we're happy. Yeah.
I was going to say the Eagles have proven that they want to circulate as many defensive linemen
right.
through the game as possible.
When you lose Barnett, that hurts.
Oh, yeah, it hurts in a big way. It hurts in a big way.
When you let Bo Allen go.
And Vinnie Curry.
He was huge.
You know what? In one of these next episodes, we're going to talk about you and Sam Rayburn.
Truck driver.
That's it, baby.
Power and glory,
can't
baby.
Can't even tell you how much I am looking forward to that. The conversation that Tank and I had on the airport cab ride was just hysterical.
I told him about power and glory. We'll save that for another time.
All right, as we were talking about Eagles, we are going to get into the Golden Tate trade.
Ooh,
okay.
And before we go into what we think about this trade, because I personally am a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
I have followed this guy.
Are you a Notre Dame fan?
No.
Oh, no. It's just because of his name, and Quimby is a sick fuck. That's why.
So, in all fairness, Diaz is completely accurate on that. All right, let me tell you a story and how the world – all right, I'm a cynic.
All right, no, you're a positive, upbeat, sunny, happy person.
Two things that you're not supposed to talk about in business, religion and politics.
Okay. That's all you talk about.
I don't believe in God, and I think Dems are fucking a joke. Well, not Dems. Fucking leftist lefts.
Not Democrats. Yeah. Liberals.
Liberals are the worst. Okay. this story, I don't believe in certain things, but I believe that the amount of strange shit that can take place in your life, you find out about it if you live long enough. And I'm happy to say that I think I'll make it to 48. I've got 1 month from today. All right. So.
What's the line on that?
If you guys aren't taking me in your Deadpool, you're all fucked up. All right. So about 7-8 years ago, I decided to make my fantasy football team name Golden Taint.
Oh.
T-A-I-N-T.
Oh.
Hollis, if you were here for the draft, you would have known that.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, folks. Rex is a little pissed at me.
Yeah,
because
you're still a little bitter about it.
I was an honorary captain for the Eagles that day. And we had it was a shindig. I had my brother, my family.
We're moving on.
We're moving on now.
All right. So I have kept Golden Taint as my everything name. Just in case you guys wanted to know, I don't know if you looked it up yet, but if you want to get on the Green Legion Wi-Fi while here in the studio, the password is
Taint.
Golden Taint.
Oh, it's Golden Taint?
Yeah, oh, yeah. All right.
Is that with a capital G?
If you look, no, all lowercase.
Okay.
If you look on my phone, my team name in fantasy football, Golden Taint. All right. Golden Taint surrounds. All right. Now, ready for this?
Yeah.
I get a call from our good friend. I don't want to say he's a sponsor. He's just a fucking all-around super dude. Eric Bayless, who owns...
Hopsmith, y'all.
Hopsmith, baby. Hopsmith in Nashville. 15 bars, including Diaz, the Chicago's number one Eagles bar.
Oh.
Hopsmith as well at State and Division Street. He owns Irish Oak, which is half a block from Wrigley Field. And my man is a super Philadelphia fan, more so Eagles than anything. He's got three Eagles tattoos on his body.
There after Wrigley, right?
He's a crazy, crazy wrestler who has stayed
Sick in pie?
Amazing shape. Nah, I wish. All right. So, Golden Tate, gets traded. He immediately calls me up. He goes, dude, this is amazing. I love it. I can't tell you. I'm like, dude, slow down. Like, I have to tell Hollis a couple times. All right. He goes, I am best friends with his brother, Wesley. Mm. And I go, okay, cool. That's awesome, man. He goes, yeah, this is fucking wild. I'm so happy he's here. I think he's a deep threat. I think it's the one element that we've been missing.
It's not a deep threat, but
yeah, he is. He's a deep threat.
He's a yak.
He is much better than Sheldon Gibson as a deep threat.
Yeah,
Carson needs to stop forcing it.
Well, anyway, sorry. Here we go.
You're all getting muted.
You got to get back to birds, baby.
This is birds.
Yeah.
So, Eric can't come over for the Cowboys game, and I share my season tickets with him.
Right. Yeah.
So he goes and sends me a text, and I don't think about it because when he told me about it, I was still in London. All right.
We all know you were fried.
I was fried.
Yeah.
He goes, bro, send my tickets to Wesley. Wes. I still didn't process it. Sends me the email, puts him on the text message. Quimby, this is Wes, man. I hear so many fucking great things about you. Can't wait to meet you. And I look at the email, and it's Wesley Tate.
Wesley Tate.
Okay.
And I go,
if he had it as Tate, that'd be hilarious.
So, Golden Tate has been part of my life for about 7 or 8 years.
Is it changing?
This Sunday, I am sitting next to his brother Wesley and his wife during the Cowboys game on Sunday night.
Are you going to be bold enough to tell this story?
Fuck yeah, I am.
Do you know how many times that family's probably heard that story?
I'm sure. But it. How does that happen? Seriously. Just for a moment. Like, Golden Tate, and all of a sudden, and he's also said, hey, by the way, if you're not doing anything afterwards, if you want to come down with us, you know, I'll introduce you to my brother. Oh. Dude, fucking love this guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I've been degrading your name for as long as I have. But I love this guy. So anyway. All right. Hollis.
Yes, sir.
Starting off with you. Going to Pops, going to Rex, going to Diaz, going to me. Defense. We're talking Cowboys right now.
Right.
What do you think we need to do? What do you think needs to happen? Talk.
The first thing I think we need to do is to shut down Ezekiel Elliott, which the guys are pretty good. We're pretty good at stopping the run, and we've been good in the past at stopping Ezekiel Elliott at the run, and they won't run that much anyway. And then the next thing I think we need to do is cut out some of those crossing routes. And I think the young guys did an awesome job this past game of cutting out some of the crossing routes and being better cover. Jalen Mills got hurt, which actually I don't want to say it was a good thing, but you got to see some of the young guys.
He's pretty young.
Last game that we watched, Maddox?
Maddox, yeah.
He had a pretty decent game.
Yeah, he had a good game. He's actually coming on. He's at the point in the season where, as a rookie, you're supposed to say, hey, I could actually play with these people.
He's starting
to believe in himself and getting the system down, and it's going well.
Nice. Nice. I have to catch Hollis whenever he starts racing with his conversation.
Well, but the other thing,
you speak faster than any man I've ever met in my life.
Well, the other thing we have to do.
Oh, there you go.
He's like the FedEx guy.
You are one smooth son of a bitch when you slow down.
Well, when you look at the other thing, you have to take Amari Cooper away because he's going to be trying to throw to Amari. I don't know if you noticed the last game.
Did you watch the game?
Oh my God! It's like Amari Cooper should be over there, but also you have to take away Beasley. Yeah, you got to take away.
Yeah, Beasley has been an Eagles killer.
He's a sneaky little bitch.
Except for like 2 or 3 years when we had Boinkins.
Because
they tried to go to it. Kyle Orton tried to go to him. They sent us to the playoffs.
Brandon Boinkins.
All right, your take. I think the defense. The defensive line, they got to get more pressure. Yeah, they have to get a lot more pressure because if they're sitting back and allowing them to do whatever they want to do, like Hollis said, first and foremost, they got to stop Zeke.
Hollis said one of the greatest things in London that it doesn't seem as though Schwartz wants to do, and that's put your fucking foot on the throat
Yeah. Carolina is a great example of that.
And Tennessee. Sorry, anyway, we don't want to take away from Pops.
But Swartz, I think over the history of him coaching, he don't like to blitz a lot. And
he doesn't.
And he stack his guys in a lot of zones, and it seems like a lot of times those guys are confused.
But there's the problem, and yeah. I think we're still trying to wrap our heads around it. Inherently, like, if you give a quarterback 4.5 seconds, he's going to rip you apart, regardless of what level of or what caliber of player he is.
Yeah, because if you look at those teams, like Tampa Bay, I think they might have won one more game since they beat the Eagles.
Exactly. Thank you.
That was week two.
They set the tone in that game, though.
Yeah, but the clock in most quarterbacks' heads is 2.4 seconds. That's as a defensive lineman.
Yeah,
if you're not there at 2.4 seconds, then you're fucked up. You won't be on the field on third down. Exactly. But the thing I think that is a last little quick thing before we get to them. The thing I think Schwartz has in mind is that he had that rotation last year to where guys were fresh at the end of the game to where that they could pass rush and handle business.
Exactly.
That was the circulation I mentioned earlier.
But part of that also could be the 30 yards per game that they're not getting on the so far as rushing the ball. They keep – that did kill the clock a lot and keep the defense fresh.
Yeah.
I
think there's a big change in
You're not up yet.
can we let
Nobody
Diaz go?
Nobody puts Baby in the corner.
No. Oh, you want to let Diaz go?
Yeah, why not? Okay.
Look at that.
Like, why not?
Teamwork.
Teamwork.
I'm just the ringleader.
There's been some interesting talk this year in the NFL. Controlling the run and running the ball. Running the ball is important, all that, but hey, run all day. You could be Saquon Barkley, and you can run all day.
He's a stud.
It's controlling the pass, and I think with this team, I thought Hollis would just jump on it, Pop. You just did. Just fluster Dak.
Pops.
Fluster Dak. I think that's all you got to do. I don't think you can control. I don't think you can control Zeke. He's fucking good, man.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about Cole Beasley,
but the one thing that if you do not control Zeke, all of that other stuff that you can't control Dak's on, it's all going to come to fruition, and they're going to kick your
play
ass,
action and
the
shit
play
like
action
that,
and all
yeah.
that. That's it.
So one thing you mentioned, Diaz, in the Carolina game is that we needed to get pressure on Cam Newton and disrupt him because he is an emotional player. And we did.
You mean but Shrek?
we did that, but we didn't, like you're saying, we didn't keep the boot on the throat in the fourth quarter. And I think the same thing with the Cowboys, this is when they roll up the fucking sidewalks this game. Mm-hmm. If we can fucking keep the pressure on them and defeat them and make them dejected, they're going to fucking roll up the sidewalks this game.
All right, so one of the things you missed in the pre-meeting was you don't have to drop the F-bomb all the time.
You don't have to F-bomb us to death. We know
right, so should I?
When you want to make a point.
It's okay. We'll delete this in post. I think that'll be deleted in post.
801.
Should I start over?
No, that's fine. It'll be
I know you were trying to make a point, weren't you?
In fact, just so you know, Rex, all of your comments are going to be deleted in post, so don't even sweat it.
How about new?
Diaz, you were wrong in the Carolina game.
We were all wrong. We were all wrong in the Carolina game.
My concern moving forward with the defense, and Dak doesn't scare me. He had a great rookie season, and I think he's been on a decline ever since. Amari Cooper, point out that one element. Jerry Jones does put the fun in dysfunctional when it comes to the Dallas Cowboy family.
Absolutely.
Now, am I supposed to cheer for this?
You're supposed to shut up for a second.
He needs to step down from GM.
Well, first of all, he's...
is he? Should he?
You got muted.
It doesn't matter because Diaz just got muted. He still doesn't comprehend the concept of my time. Does Jerry Jones need to step down? No. Leave that dumb son of a bitch there as long as possible.
You answered the question I didn't ask. Right. Are we supposed to cheer this or just be like, oh, man,
hold on
I don't
a second.
Know.
That's why
where I'm saying, oh, my God, you are a fucking idiot, I'm at the same time going.
That's right. We should cheer Jerry Jones in his strident goal to be good.
And the only one better than him is Dan Snyder at it.
Step back and watch the dumpster fire.
Right? Seriously.
Get some marshmallows.
All right. That being said, we're going to go back in the rotation, our rotation again.
Okay.
And now we're going to talk about offense and what the offense needs to do this week to beat the Cowboys.
Well,
Hollis.
Oh, good. Good. Good things. Oh, well, what we need to do, actually, we need to establish the run to stop them, because they got a decent pass rush with the young guy and the other guy and the Crawford and those guys.
You can sit here, Diaz.
They present a quality problem, and plus our offensive line is slightly banged up. So I think when you have young guys in there, they love to run block. Pass blocking to them is like a prison sentence, because you don't know what the guy's going to do. You don't know what blitzes they're doing. And I think they're going to blitz us a lot. And if we run the ball against them and run it down their throat, all that play action stuff and all that RPO stuff will work, and we will demoralize them quick. And then all we got to do is go for the motherfucking jugular vein. Boom, boom goes the dynamite. Who's next?
I got a little Cleveland.
I have exercised the demons.
And boom goes the dynamite.
We have to get used to the fact that Jason Peters has missed at least a play, a series, or a quarter the whole season. He has played amazing for us, but the man is old.
Yeah, but you really have to ride him until you find a viable replacement. Because I don't put it this way,
we haven't. And Mulata might be
who Mulata. I don't know yet.
Hold on a second. All right. I love. I'm going to halt. Okay. Everybody on okay. All right. Because we understand, all of us. Can you guys hear me? Okay.
No, not really. I can't. No, you turned yourself off.
Which is
there. We go.
There you go.
God damn it.
There's a short in Channel 1, and I'm taking Channel 1's too, because there is a short. Jason Peters.
Right.
Pro Bowl.
Right.
Hall of Fame.
Right.
100%.
Right. Cleveland in 5 years? 6 years again? Come on, that was a great trip. Let's go back, baby.
He won't be first ballot.
Yeah.
What?
Can't. Get out of here.
Can't, by the way.
He probably will be.
But, all right, let's assume that.
He is.
Yeah, you know, he's on the way out.
Right, he's on the way out. Yeah. Actually, he's already said about moving the guard. He can be a good guard.
Exactly. A good guard. Yeah. Exactly. Now, he has said one thing, and that is that Jordan should be his replacement and speaks nothing
but
high volume.
He's tutoring him.
That being said, are you going to
trust a rugby player?
Are you going to trust
a rugby player?
No. Are you going to trust a guy that's played football for 9 months?
Dude, he's so athletic. Come on now.
To your blind side of your franchise quarterback.
Hold on. Let me
answer that. You trust Vitae and
that's
and,
right. Big V.
Vitae has been playing football for 15 fucking years.
I don't care.
Can I finish my statement, please? And what I was saying was Vitae has been playing for 15 years, and he's only played one. He's played one full season, and then this year. But as an offensive tackle, a professional football playing offensive tackle, he's got run by still in his fucking stance more than I can fucking count. When that happens, you're putting your quarterback at risk anyway. He was the reason why he got hurt he was the reason why Carson got hurt in preseason his first year. So when you're thinking about taking a whim on somebody, occasionally you have to take that chance if this guy is doing what he needs to do. We lost the kid Steve Neal. We lost the other guy because we was playing him at defensive line. Those guys turned out to be Pro Bowl offensive linemen. We can't miss on this one.
Can I please bring something up? Mm-hmm. You talk about Jason Peters. Mm-hmm. What was his position in college?
Tight end.
Why did they make him an offensive tackle? Because he had athleticism. And that's what we need to appreciate about Jordan Mulata.
Hold up for a second. Okay. Rex, I'm excited about Jordan Mulata. I'm excited about him. We just did this with the fucking Sixers. Hold up.
Come on.
No. This is the point. It's the balance between growing a prospect and winning now. And Eagles are in win. They're Super Bowl champions. They're win now. You don't try out some guy. I hope he's good. But again, he's not going to. I'd rather have Big V in there. I'm not putting Jordan Mulata to protect
this year.
Carson
Wentz.
Maybe in 4 years. We're talking about right now. It's Dallas.
4 years.
3 years. 2 years. I don't know.
One at a time, boys. One at a time.
Not now.
I'm going to let you know that Jordan Mulata is much better than fucking Markel Fultz. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know what the fuck you even made that comparison for.
All right, cookies and cream listeners, you already got our first thread. Yeah. We're going to have a weekly Markel Fultz update.
I'll take a sip of that, or Jordan Mulata is much better than Markel Fultz. We're going to have to work on those.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the presentation of it. It's kind of a weird dynamic, though. Everybody gets their opportunity when somebody else gets hurt or when somebody's on the way out.
Let's talk about running back real fast.
Can I talk about the offense?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Talking about the offense.
Excuse me. All right, let Rex have
one thing that Carson Wentz has been doing that I really
despise?
Dislike.
Yeah.
Is that he's forcing it to Jeffrey, and every defense knows it, and that's why they're double and triple teaming.
He doesn't have another receiver.
Aguilar is open on every fucking play.
Well, all right, well, we're not going to talk about that bullshit Carolina game. Right. We already got that out of the way. You weren't there for that. All right. Aguilar was open. Smallwood was open.
Yes.
And they forced it into
unison. It's not just the Carolina game.
But this is the thing.
The Titan game is the same thing.
Yeah, but this is the thing, though. When you have a guy like Alshon Jeffries who will go up and get the ball for you.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's got to start doing is learn to trust his people. That's pretty much it. You got to learn
to trust. Carson, right?
Yeah, Carson's got to learn to trust him. Because right now, all he trusts is Alshon. He trusts Jordan Matthews because that's his dog. But it's like, when it comes to it, he's just starting to trust Nelson Aguilar. Because of all the drops in the past. But it's like, we're bringing Golden Tate in here, that will be another guy that he could trust, so he doesn't have to stare down the
way. How long do you think it takes for Carson and Golden to gel?
They're probably on the same page already.
I hope so. 2 weeks.
Yeah, Golden Tate is a professional. That's why I was when you're trying to make a trade at the trade deadline, you got to go get a guy who's not just athletic. Because case in point, Ha-Ha Clint Dix was on the trading block mainly because
he's in fucking Washington. I don't like that at all.
He sucks. He sucks. He's athletic, but he doesn't know where to play.
Yeah,
he's not
there for him.
Yeah, that's why he was on the trading block because he's been there, but he still hasn't been there. He can't get it. Once you've been in the league for 3 years, they know what you are. And if you're dumb, they're gonna try to trick you every time.
I got you.
Hollis, do you have any worry about Golden Tate's?
Golden Tate.
Golden Tate. He's an Eagle, asshole.
Golden Tate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have branded a new name for him. My bad.
He has somewhat of a history of attitude issues.
The attitude issues is not really.
He was on a Seattle Super Bowl team. And he went to Detroit, which.
He's been great on Detroit.
It's not an attitude issue.
He's been the only receiver on Detroit, especially since Megatron left.
No. Yeah. Well, Marvin Jones and Kenny Galladay.
Marvin Jones Jr.
By the way.
All right, hold on a second.
By the way, I asked Hollis. I did ask Hollis. By the way, I did ask Hollis.
Yeah, but the attitude thing is not. It was an eternal thing that happened amongst players where they had to get him out of there. It's why Russell Wilson is married to Sierra.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Are you done?
I wanted that.
We want to move on. Yeah. Go ahead. No. Talk.
I would like for us to move on. Thank you, Q.
I would like to move on, too, before he brings up that we need a big back.
Oh, God.
Because we're 3-4 because we need a big back.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
I pushed him to the edge.
Did he boil it up?
Oh, he's boiling up.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
No one puts baby in the corner. No.
Go over and give Rex a lappy.
No, because it's all good, man.
It's really not.
Rex, I haven't seen you in 5 weeks. No. You know, I got to. Mm-hmm.
And turn his microphone away.
That way
we don't have to listen to him for a while. We got at least one song.
Yeah.
Redskins fucked up. Yeah. Atlanta dismantled them.
Oh my God.
Pathetic.
Talk about the Redskins line. They lost three linemen in 1 week.
Yeah, 1 week.
Redskins, real quick. That's it. I don't think it's an issue anymore. Yeah. I was worried that the Redskins were going to be an issue. It's not.
Well, they didn't really play their toughest games yet.
And at the same time, I still love the Alex Smith quote.
What did he say?
I'm 34 years old, and I still feel like I have not matured as a quarterback.
Wow.
All right, baby.
Wow, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's the other couple things I want to get to, and thankfully it's only four of us back on the program.
Right.
Okay. All right. After watching the late game, 4 o'clock, Saints-Rams,
mm-hmm.
We play both of them on the road.
Right.
If this doesn't make you nervous, I don't know what does.
It's making everyone nervous.
And the Saints just signed Dez Bryant.
And thanks, Pops.
Perfect.
Good call on that one.
Right.
Can we win the division? Of course. I hate the fact that our schedule is this backloaded.
Yeah.
Because it's difficult
with
to win
NFC
that
East.
Many. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's difficult to win that many games. In a row, all right, and we got Giants, Redskins, Cowboys, Giants, Redskins.
All right, with Houston in there, which yeah, you know, Deshaun Watson.
Houston's the game I'm afraid of.
Oh, God, yeah, it's not a divisional game.
The thing that I do think that we will be able to do is we were able to stifle some run attacks, and then like Drew Brees.
Okay,
Drew Brees is a little different, but
I'm gonna slow you down.
Okay.
And I'm gonna interrupt you.
Okay,
all right. Here's the thing. All right, obviously this is why you play the game.
Right. This is why we love the sport.
Because there's an opportunity every time to win.
Right.
There's an opportunity for Pops to have the face he has right now, and there's an opportunity to win every game. Okay. But the likelihood, all right, because of matching up.
Right.
All right. Now the Saints don't match up well.
Right.
I could see some matchups with the Rams.
Right.
But playing them again after last year,
right,
after the demoralizing loss at the hands of Nick Foles, after Carson Wentz went down with a double fucking knee injury.
Right.
All right.
What loss? No, they lost. No, the Rams losing to us.
The Rams lost to us. Okay. Those, I'm sorry. Those two losses.
I think we split. We're going to win one of them.
How do you think you split?
You're going to split one of them. We're going to win one of them.
Kumi, I'll tell you how it is. You're talking about how the Rams are going to be like, oh, we got a big loss. I'm saying Carson is pissed because he didn't finish that game.
Exactly.
And Carson comes out with his new fucking toys. And I'm just saying.
What new toys? GT?
Golden Tate? Yeah. Timmy Jernigan? Darren Sproles? Matt Collins return? I don't know.
I can't believe
I'm just talking.
The return.
Guys.
Did you really just bring up
Can Matt we Collins? Correct that in post? Producer Steve?
13.
Producer Steve, can we correct that in post? Thanks. Thank you. Get rid of that.
So, anyway, we're gonna let Rex do his thing. Rex, I need a prediction for the Cowboys game real fast.
Eagles, come on, man.
Score,
please.
27-14.
Nothing to do with seven. Gotcha.
I got more than that, buddy.
All right, move the microphone away. All right, Diaz.
I'm going to go.
Hold on. What was that?
27-14.
By the way, he likes high school.
Yeah. Awkward. See, that's where you're.
Shut up.
Woody Harrell. Woody.
Hold on.
Not Woody.
Rex.
Matthew McConaughey.
27-14. Okay, Diaz.
I'm going to go 31-12.
What, because of the kicker?
Pops. Yeah, kickers.
23-10.
23-10. I like Pops. I hope I didn't just shut our show off.
No, you didn't. I hope you didn't either.
All right, 23-10.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for, next. I'm going to let you take the stand.
Okay.
35-10.
Oh, wow. A beating, a bludgeoning.
And that one touchdown, they get in the fourth quarter after the team is sat the rest of the fucking...
Sean Lee's out. This team is trash.
Yeah. I'm next, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say...
You're the only one left.
I'm going to say 31-17 Eagles because I think this is going to be one of those games where he comes out, they're going to come out and fight real hard at the beginning. And like you said, Sean Lee's out. Every time he's out, they start sticking up to high heavens defensively. And I think that's going to make Jason Garrett throw the ball way more than he absolutely should. And the Eagles are going to torture him, and they're going to keep the ball away from him anyway because they're going to be going three and outs. So it should be a quite festive contest. An ass kicking that'll probably get Jason Garrett fired.
Yeah, right.
Hold on a second. I can't make calls out. I was about to call Captain just to get his.
Captain.
Damn it. I hate doing that to him. Because he is defending freedom.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
All right.
And he worked the fucking door. Him and Leo on Sunday.
Amazingly
in
worked the door.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, we're going to get to our last segment here. And next week when I have shit together, we are going to start doing predictions for every game outside of.
Outside Eagles?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And we'll have a little competition through the rest of the season.
Okay,
all
cool.
Right. All right. And as we wind down the show, we have one more final segment, and it's called Get It Off Your Chest. All right. I believe that Hollis does have something to get off his chest.
Basically, what I want to get off my chest is why do we keep giving people credit for their everyday civic duty?
Thank you.
Everybody keep talking about that. It's like I'm happy that people went to vote.
Do you need to get credit for doing what you're supposed to do?
You're supposed to go vote. Some people tell me, "I'm gonna take care of my kids. I ain't never been to jail." But that's stuff you're supposed to do. It's just civic duty.
Chris Rock says.
It's just civic fucking duty. But it only occurred to me when I was scrolling through and everybody's got I voted. I was like,
thanks.
You want a cookie?
Damn. I hope you didn't vote House 163 Pennsylvania and Mike Zabel. You fucking idiot.
Wow. But yeah, that was
roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a hypocrite amongst many a few.
You're pretty good with the roses red.
I don't know, man. I used to be an artist.
Pops.
You got something to get off your chest?
No, I don't have anything.
You don't give a shit?
You have to have something to get off your chest.
No, not today.
Rex, do you have something to get off your chest?
I am really disappointed because there's going to be more gridlock in this fucking country than we've ever seen.
Yeah, he's right. He's right. No. Divided pathetic. Congress.
Everyone needs to fucking work together, just like you're saying.
Exactly, yeah.
What's your civic duty as a person?
Yeah.
Work together with your fellow man. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's not going to happen in D.C., man.
Diaz.
Well, I got something to get off my chest.
Oh, God.
Some more cold.
Now, we just got back from Europe and London, and let me tell you, I'm a little homesick. I think I belong over there. Do you know why? Because the shit that they do there...
I'm sorry. They don't want too many Latin people over there.
Well, that's what they say, and that's what the news media tells. But everyone I ran into was pretty fucking cool, and I saw people of all different cultures, all different languages. I'm like, I'm walking through the streets, and you hear, I don't even know what languages these are. I'm like, well, where are we? Of course, London is an international city. But let me tell you what is on my mind. They don't have bins on their corners, not just because, you know, terrorism and stuff like that, but because people don't throw trash on the ground in London.
I thought it was
because
you could eat a steak off the street.
It's so clean, and it's not like at 12:30 at night in the middle of the morning. There's the sanitation crew. They don't do it because you know why? Why would you throw shit on the ground? Hey, people, there's trash cans. If you got a little wrapper, just put it in your pocket. You're gonna walk into a trash can. I'm sick of seeing trash on the ground. It's embarrassing. You should be ashamed of yourselves. It's your own city. It's your own town.
Take some pride.
Take some pride. Yes. Keep your shit clean. Don't throw. Throw shit away in the trash can.
I will tell you, they do have street sweepers.
How is you blowing me up already?
No, I'm talking about like real human beings be going along street, sweeping the street. And this guy out in front of the Hilton that one morning, he swept and then he mopped the concrete, the marble concrete.
Oh, they don't need it, though. They don't need it at all. It was
because he got a street sweeper.
Hollis, thank you.
You're welcome. It's about taking pride in where you live, man. Yeah.
And right getting on. Off my chest, and I will be the last one to finish up this program. Nancy Pelosi.
Oh dear Lord. Geez.
I just have one thing to say. Mm-hmm. This woman has made so many wrong elective surgery decisions, and you want her to be responsible for your health care?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Everybody, we appreciate you listening to the first segment of the Cookies and Cream Sports Blizzard. We've got more coming. Hollis, Pops, Diaz, Rex, thanks for coming out. Love you guys. This is going to be great. Everybody, we'll see you next week.